Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
The show taking Australia by storm at the moment. The Cube is absolutely incredible. And let's be honest, incredible host, right? Andy Lee. I'm kind of honoured right now to have Andy Lee on my breakfast show. Hello, Andy. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. I'm talking to the best hair in the business. We're talking about incredible. Your hair. Incredible, mate.
I think, you know, because I'm solo at the moment, Andy, I don't have a co-host. If, you know, after the Cube, if you've got a bit of time off.
Well, this can treat this as my audition. Absolutely. I mean, I don't want to take a job sight unseen, but yeah, if I pass the interview process, which is right now, of course I'd love to join you.
I think you've passed already. You can form a sentence. You're doing better than I am at the moment, so let's be honest. Now, let's talk about the Cube, because I heard a rumour that you and Hamish actually discovered it when you were overseas.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say discovered. I mean, it was being broadcast on television, so I suppose that they knew about it. But, yeah, we did see it when we were in China, the Chinese version of the Cube, and we loved it even though we didn't know what they were saying. So I figured that this show could only be enhanced if the host was English, for English viewers, that is. Whether people agree or not, they can determine that themselves. But if you don't like the way I'm going about it, you can always just turn the volume down and enjoy the visuals, because there are 140 cameras to capture this show, and it looks awesome.
Tell us about the technology, because I've heard a lot about it. All these cameras and then all of these LED screens and lights and everything around the Cube. It's a huge project, right?
Yeah, it was a big production. So, people haven't seen it. The Cube is a 4x4 meter box where skill games and memory games are played inside it to win $250,000. There's no safe zones. You have to risk all your money as you work your way through. There's moments of high tension, and hence there's four super slow-mo cams like you might see in the cricket. In fact, I feel like we borrowed them from the cricket, so if you felt like their coverage is a little lackluster, that's probably our fault. And then bullet time, 128 camera bullet time, which people might remember from The Matrix or something, where time can kind of be frozen, or a single moment can be frozen, and you can whip around them 180 degrees, and it just looks incredible.
Yes, amazing. Now, tonight, I've had a bit of a sneak peek about tonight's episode. It's all about Nana tonight.
It's all about Nana tonight, yeah. To be honest, too often and too early in my hosting career did I judge a book by its cover. And, you know, if young, fit people came down, I was like, oh, these guys are going to go long, and often they didn't. And then, you know, when Connie and Hayden walked out, which you'll see tonight, a 70-year-old woman playing with her grandson, I was beginning to practice my speech, which was, you know, well, bad luck, thanks for giving it a go. before she'd even reached the top of the rise. But she is incredible. She holds her nerve better than anyone else. And all the games are doable. It's just whether you can do it under pressure and whether you can do it with the lights on you and money on the line. And Connie is pretty incredible.
Now, I've heard, obviously, the voice of the Cube is absolutely amazing, and it's kind of like a Siri or Alexa, kind of thing. You have dropped a couple of clues. You said somebody prominent in the Australian TV, on-screen scene. Are there any other clues you can give us as to who?
I'd say more prominent in the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't narrow it down
a little bit. She has appeared on screen more recently. And I'll say this other hint. She has worked with Hamish and I.
Okay. Righto. Well, there you go, Riverland. If you can't work it out from that. Well, we can't wait to continue watching The Cube tonight. We can't wait for Connie in The Cube as well. Andy Lee, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Did I pass the audition?
You passed, mate. Congratulations. Welcome to Magic 931.
Yes. Fantastic. Yes. Hopefully, do I get a key pass soon enough? And what about a car park?
Mate, it took me 3 years to get my own car park settled down.